KSRN News, I'm John Scott. Scorching temperatures and flooding making their presence felt in parts of the U.S.
Residents of Hayward in Iowa spent Saturday filling sandbags. Mayor Larry Gregg told KCAU the community came together.
It's amazing that's what Hayward is about when we have a problem.
Floodwaters rose at the borders of Iowa, South Dakota, and Minnesota. And in northwest Iowa, entire neighborhoods were evacuated. Rains are expected to continue today. Meanwhile, many parts of the country have been enduring scorching temperatures. Bob Orovec of the National Weather Service says it's expected to be 10 degrees cooler for the eastern part of the U.S., but not so for the plains and the southeast. I'm Donna Water.
Also at SRNnews.com, this week's presidential debate will be hosted by a cable news channel, but will be made widely available. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Even though CNN is hosting the Biden-Trump debate in Atlanta and providing the moderators, nearly every major TV and cable network has agreed to simulcast the event at 9 p.m. Eastern on Thursday. The networks include ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox News, MSNBC, Telemundo, Newsmax, and others. To get ready for their face-off, Joe Biden is prepping with advisors at the Camp David Mountain retreat, and Donald Trump is holding more informal policy discussions with aides and allies. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Supreme Court says it will consider whether or not states can ban children from receiving medical treatments in order to live as the opposite sex. The justices announcing they will hear an appeal from the Biden administration that seeks to block a Tennessee law barring the use of drugs to help anyone under the age of 18 live as the opposite sex. On Wall Street, the Dow ahead 263 points, but the Nasdaq down 123. This is SRN News. The Far East is a growing mission field.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, millions of people in that region have given up on religion entirely. 61% of people in Hong Kong, 52% in South Korea, 48% in Vietnam, and 42% in Japan all say they follow no particular faith. Those who do believe in something in those countries are Buddhists. There's a growing Christian population in China, but it represents a small minority of that vast population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Just months into office, Republican Governor of Louisiana Jeff Landry signing the nation's first law requiring that the Ten Commandments be posted in every public schoolroom. He has also signed a bill that would broadly ban K-12 public school employees in Louisiana from discussing sexual orientation or so-called gender identity in the classroom. This is SRN News. Democrats in California agreeing to delay a minimum wage increase for about 426,000 healthcare workers to help balance the budget. Healthcare workers were supposed to see a raise on July 1st. Now their pay will increase on October 15th. That's if state revenues in the first 3 months of the fiscal year are 3% above expectations. One of Chicago's most popular tourist attractions, simply known as The Bean.
And The Bean has reopened to the public after nearly a year of construction. City officials say the work included new stairs, accessible ramps, a waterproofing system, and a total rebuild of the podium around the sculpture. The bean-shaped sculpture, which was initially known as Cloud Gate, weighs 110 tons. It's a very busy tourist hub near Michigan Avenue for photos and selfies. Jason Walker reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.